Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1279, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we've got three birthday celebrations for Domenico Savino, Harry Reaser, and Seymour Simons. We'll also try to come up with an alibi and take things to heart. Last week, January 13th, marked the birth in 1882 in Toronto, Italy, of Domenico Savino to Domenico Savino Sr. and Anna Giampietro. He graduated from the Royal Conservatory of Naples at age 21, with a degree in composition, but also played piano and conducted. He arrived in the U.S. on November 19, 1905, aboard the Princess Irene, and settled in White Plains, New York. Fun fact, it was Domenico Savino who encouraged his friend Rudolph Valentino to leave Italy for America. Savino himself became a naturalized U.S. citizen in 1915. Equally fluent in classical as well as popular music, depending on your source, Savino is credited with between 900 and 2,000 compositions, including a symphony, piano concertos, and symphonic poems. He also wrote mood music for silent films, short generic pieces matching the action on screen, with titles such as Processional, Carnival, Conspiracy, Tragic, Rustic, and Dramatic. For some unknown reason, many of his compositions are credited to D. Onivis, simply his last name spelled backwards. During the 1920s, he was musical director and arranger for Pathé, and in the 1930s, as musical director for the Columbia Broadcasting System, he worked on programs including the Paramount Hour and the Telephone Hour. He was also a partner in New York publisher Robbins Music Company. Later in life, Savino was guest conductor for numerous symphony orchestras and organized and recorded with the Rome Symphony Orchestra. He died August 9, 1973, and is buried in Ferncliff Cemetery in Hartsdale, New York. Here are three from Domenico Savino and D. Onivis. Thank you. The first recording and release of Milton Ager's tune Big Boy was March 27, 1924 by the Georgians, with Dolly Kay singing the Jack Yellen lyrics. May 8th, Billy Jones was in the studio with the Lennon Orchestra, but we just heard it by Dio Nevis and his orchestra on Perfect 14272, recorded May 22, 1924. Before that was the Puritone Military Band with Flowers of the Orient. The label of Puritone 5650 credits Savino and not Onivas with the composition. We started off with Harriet, credited on the label of Perfect Star Series 78, number 11567, to D. Onivas. That recording was made March 4th, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. An alibi is a claim or piece of evidence that one was elsewhere when an act, especially a criminal one, is alleged to have taken place. And here are a couple of musical alibis, beginning with Bill and John.
Way down in Mobile, Alabama, there lived a man called Alibi and Sam. One night his wife asked him to come and go with her and the kiddies to a movie show. Sam says, honey, I'd like to go all right, but I've got to go to my lodge tonight. Sam, I see in your eyes that you are telling lies, taking your lodge for alibis. Alibi and Papa, you've alibied long enough, enough. Alibi and Papa, you can't alibi no more, no more. You've made a fool of me long enough. Now your mama's gonna strut her stuff. Listen to what I say this very day, I mean today. Alibi and Papa, your mama's sick and tired of you, of you. Acting the way you do, just like you do. When you stay out late, you say you're tending your lodge. Next time I'll take a stick and give your head a massage. Alibi and Papa, you've alibied long enough.
I heard you the first time.
Yes.
You've alibied long enough.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye, baby. You think you're fooling me, but can't you see I see through you? How can you say no one kissed you today? I'd like to bet a dollar that slip rouge on your collar. Alibi, baby. I smile when you pretend you're with a business friend till two. I'm warning you that before I get through, I'll alibi, bye, baby, you.
Thank you.
At the start of this segment, I gave the definition of an alibi as a noun, but alibi can also be a verb, meaning to offer an excuse for someone, especially but not necessarily for their whereabouts at the time of an alleged act. And since there are only two vintage alibi songs, that I could find anyway, we just heard the Five Omega Collegians with Merely an Excuse. That's the only British dance band recording of the tune, and it's on Edison Bell Winner 78, number 4900, made February 9, 1928. The Five Omega Collegians were Harold B. Miller, Hamish C. Christie, George Scott Wood, who wrote Merely an Excuse, Lindsay Melvin, and Bill Hutchin. There's nothing at all collegiate about the Five Omega Collegians, all well past college age, other than this tune being played in a Yale blues tempo. They were only involved in two recording sessions, which produced one record each, and you might just be hearing that other record on next week's show. Before Merely an Excuse was vocalist Edith White with Tommy Dorsey and his Clambake 7, and Alibi Baby from Victor 25577, made April 15, 1937. Alibi Baby was written by V. Lawnhurst, Ed Heyman, and Tot Seymour. Back in November of last year, I played Good Old Bygone Days and announced it as by Charles and Effie Tyus, T-Y-U-S. Well, that may or may not be their actual name. We started this alibi segment with Alibying Papa, with composer credit on the label of Perfect 12389, to C and E, that would be Charles and Effie, Tyres, T-Y-R-E-S. Now, Charles and Effie also recorded Alibying Papa, which they wrote, but the label of their recording on OK8459 credits Tyus and Tyus, T-Y-U-S. I spent some time on Ancestry to try and find the definitive answer as to their last name, but that proved to be fruitless. Anyway, this recording of Alibying Papa was by Bill and John. That would be the Mitchell brothers, accompanying themselves on banjo. It was released on the Perfect and Pathé labels in January 1928. The Mitchell brothers performed on the B.F. Keith vaudeville circuit playing custom-made Gibson Florentine model banjos. The brothers were pictured in Gibson's color catalog for the top-of-the-line Bella Voce and Florentine models, and in the Montgomery Ward catalog with an unbranded budget model. Last week, January 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in Detroit, Michigan, of pianist, composer, orchestra leader, and radio producer Seymour Brody Simons. He graduated from the University of Michigan with a degree in mechanical engineering and was working as a research engineer at the Packard Motor Car Company before serving in World War I as an aeronautical engineer. After the war, Simons returned to Detroit, where he worked as a pianist and songwriter, providing material for Nora Bays, with whom he wrote Just Like a Gypsy in 1919. He worked in radio production and booking from 1928 to 1932, and the Seymour Simons Orchestra was heard regularly on NBC Radio throughout the 30s. He died February 12, 1949 in Detroit following a brief illness. With collaborators including Richard A. Whiting, Haven Gillespie, and Gus Kahn, Simons wrote Hello, Baby, Breezin' Along with the Breeze, and his biggest hit, All of Me, with Gerald Marx. Here are three from Seymour Simons.
Scene is a tune I flooded with moonlight, fragrant roses in bloom, garden bench with just room for two. With your permission, no intermission, there's so much in my heart and so much to impart to you. I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Love you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart.
every day would be so sunny, honey, with you. I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Oh, bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey.
In love when the one you're thinking of never has a single thought about you. I just fell in love alone, even though I should have known she could never care. But what can I do? I just go along, right or wrong, thinking of her constantly. But the one I love just can't be bothered with me. Try to stay away, and I say I'll find other company. 'Cause the one I love just can't be bothered with me. I keep making my mind up, but I wind up a-hanging round her old front door. When I get a real throwdown, I feel low down, but I keep coming back for more. Maybe I could get some I've met, but there's no one I can see. Just the one who says she can't be bothered with me. Keep making my mind up, but I wind up a-hanging round her old front door. When I get a real throwdown, I feel low down, but I keep coming back for more. Maybe I could get some I've met, but there's no one I can see. Just the one who says she can't be bothered with me.
As a child, they'd send me to the corner grocery store, but I'd let myself forget just what they sent me for. Mother tried an old idea, and it worked without a doubt. just so you remember to. I wish you'd try it out. Tie a little string around your finger so you'll remember me. Any little thing to help me linger in your memory. If you learn to love another, think how lonely I would be. So tie a little string around your finger so you'll remember me.
Played it by Smith Ballou and Eddie Grossbart, but there you have Dick Robertson and his orchestra and his voice on Tie a Little String Around Your Finger So You'll Remember Me. Words and music by Seymour Simons. Mellotone M12082 was recorded January 8, 1931. I've played it by Annette Henshaw, Guy Lombardo, and Sammy Fain. But before Dick Robertson was Johnny Marvin with his rendition of The One I Love, Just Can't Be Bothered With Me. Gus Kahn wrote the words to that one, recorded March 11, 1930, with Take 3 issued on Victor 22348. We started a little tribute to Seymour Simons with Mildred Hunt and Honey, written by Simons, Haven Gillespie, and Richard A. Whiting. Take 2 of 6 from May 29, 1929 was issued on Victor 22024. And you'll be hearing more from Mildred in May when her birthday rolls around. You may even hear her lyrics to I May Learn to Forget Someday. I'm the forgetful Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand. Anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, January 16th, marked the 23rd anniversary of my original heart attack and the 16th anniversary of my triple bypass. I'm happy to report I'm still here and healthy enough to play these three rapidly rotating records about hearts. Thank you.
beat with a joy complete. Oh, what a night for you and for me. Two hearts beat with a love so sweet while waltzing dreamily. I'll share your charms till the break of the dawn, locked in your arms till the new day is born. Two hearts beat with a joy complete, waltzing to a new paradise.
Thank you.
Webster Moore vocalizing on So Beats My Heart for You, written by Pat Ballard, Charles Henderson, not Ray, and Tom Waring, not Fred. The label of Diva 3197 credits Webster Moore and his hi-hatters, but this hi-hatters were directed not by Nat Shilkret or Leonard Joy, but Sam Lannon on July 11, 1930. I looked, but could find no information on Webster Moore, at least the one from the 1930s. So Beats My Heart for You was in the musical review Rah Rah Daze, D-A-Z-E, performed by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, but was dropped from the show when it got to Broadway as the sociological musical satire The New Yorkers. Before that, Dick Robertson once again, this time singing the Alfred Grunwald, Walter Reisch, and Fritz Rotter lyrics to Two Hearts, backed by the Society Nightclub Orchestra on Banner 32128, March 4, 1931. Two Hearts is heard in the 1934 British picture Two Hearts in Waltz Time, starring Carl Brisson and Francis Day. The following year, it was spoofed in the MGM picture Two Hearts in Wax Time. We started this cardiac segment with When Hearts Are Young, written by Al Goodman and Sigmund Romberg. That was Arthur Lang's orchestra on Cameo 292 from October of 1922. When Hearts Are Young is heard in the first act of the three-act musical The Lady in Ermine, which opened at the Ambassador Theater on October 2, 1922, and ran for 238 performances.
A particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, January 17th, marked the birth in 1896 in Piqua, Ohio, of one of the greatest banjo players of all time, Harrison Franklin Reeser, better known as Harry, to William Scott Reeser, known as Willie, and Alberta Wright, making him a first cousin to Wilbur and Orville Wright. He had perfect pitch and received formal musical education studying piano, violin, and cello. His first job was as a pianist in a summer resort in Rhea Springs, Tennessee, and it was during his second summer there that he became interested in the banjo. On April 8, 1916, Reeser married Grace Tharp, and they had two daughters, Betty Jane and Geraldine May. Between 1917 and 1920, he played at various venues around the Midwest before moving to Buffalo and then on to New York City, where he was in demand as a session musician. By 1922, he had made several recordings and negotiated a contract of his own with OK, with his first band called the OK Syncopators. In 1925, he became director and frontman for the Clico Club Eskimo Orchestra, heard on a weekly half-hour show on the NBC radio network, sponsored by Clico Club Ginger Ale. During the 1920s and 30s, he led bands using nearly 200 pseudonyms and was active in music for the rest of his life, touring, leading radio and TV studio orchestras, playing in Broadway orchestras, recording, and writing several popular banjo, guitar, and ukulele instruction books. He died on September 27, 1965, in the orchestra pit of the Majestic Theater, while tuning his guitar for a performance of Fiddler on the Roof. Here's the banjoist supreme, Harry Reeser.
Thank you.
The OK Syncopators, directed by Harry Reaser, with Please, written by Joe Cooper. OK 40166 was recorded in July of 1924. Before that, one of the dozens of pseudonyms Reaser used, the Chiclet Orchestra, with Dear One, from Domino 406, made around October of 1924. Dear One was written by Cy Richardson, Joe Burke, and Mark Fisher. We started off our little tribute to Harry Reaser with Harry Reaser's Syncopators and Craving from Columbia 393-D, May 18, 1925. Craving was written by Ben Burney, Phil Cherig, and Ken Casey. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.